A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
And good morning, Glenn Van Zutphen sitting in for Jason this weekend, welcoming Neil Humphreys. Neil, welcome back. Great to see you again. We haven't worked together in a month or two, so
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? First, how are you doing, Glenn?
Because
last time we were on, you were a little bit sick, but you look fresh. You sound great. How are you doing?
Well, we're all a little bit sick to be up this early in the studio, aren't we? No.
Especially when I'm wet.
Yeah. Okay, now, the last time we spoke, you were like, oh, I wish it would rain to cool things off. It's too hot. Everyone's complaining. And boy, this morning you certainly got your wish, didn't you?
Mother Nature is just making fun of me. Mother Nature has me on this sort of, voodoo doll and just stabs me occasionally whenever I make fun of her.
Let's be honest, you deserve it every now and then.
I do deserve it.
Just to keep you honest.
Completely. I gave a talk yesterday about climate change, saying that we must do this, consume less, waste less, and so on and so on. And I said, look outside at the Singapore weather, We've had the second hottest February on record. March broke records. April may break records. Stepped out of my apartment in sweaty, sunny, sticky Bangkok, no umbrella, step out at Bradel. The heavens didn't just open. Yeah. They poured, they peed. It was a deluge. You name it, they did it. Yeah. Look at me. I'm soaked. Running past. I was pushing aunties out of the way and uncles out of the way.
And now that you're in the turbo-chilled studio, that'll be really nice for
really
you,
helps.
Too, being in here for the next couple of hours.
Really
you'll be sick, good and sick before you leave the studio today.
But it's good to see you anyway.
Well, thank you. And it's nice to be seen, as they say. Jason, of course, is in India this weekend. So, of course, we'll look forward to seeing him back here in the seat next weekend. Motoring madness. Let's get into our first segment because there is this public versus private transport thing that happens in Singapore, right? Mm. A lot of people on public, on the buses, in the trains, all that. But of course, increasingly now with the car services and different things going on, there's a private element going on. What's on your mind about that?
Well, it was interesting because you are absolutely right. Jason and I in recent weeks have spoken about the COE charges. They're going up, they're going down, they're fluctuating as they always do, because the government wants us to be a car-light society.
Right.
And I have a very good analogy here because that battle takes place every day in my apartment. My wife has a car, which I paid 50% of, which upsets me every day because I never use it. But because she happens to teach at a school where my daughter attends, and you just can't get there. You just can't get there.
Right.
It's one of the few places in where you can't quite reach on public transport.
Mm, mm.
So the other night, she's coming back from Bukit Timah. I'm coming back from Jurong East on the MRT. And I thought, let's have a race, right? And whoever gets to Bangkok MRT first, she can pick me up if she gets there first.
Oh, that's interesting.
If she doesn't, then I'll have to get the feeder bus, right?
Do you really not have much going on in your life that you have to have these little contests?
I have nothing else to do with my life. I am so petty.
I mean, really?
And so childish. My poor daughter is in the back of the car, and she's got mummy's phone. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now? I'm at Serangoon. Where are you? I'm at Buena Vista. Where are you? And I'm having this childish race, car versus train, public versus private.
This is not dangerous at all, by the way. We encourage all of our listeners to have these races around Singapore.
I have to stress, my daughter was doing the
thank you.
Texting,
okay. Your wife's hands were on the wheel, right?
Well, my daughter was driving the car.
But
she wasn't. So she's in the back seat texting me. And I beat her on public transport, even though I had to change trains twice. She got caught in traffic on the PIE, which often happens.
Yep.
She got caught in traffic going into the KPE, and I beat her by about 5 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm fascinated. I wonder what your take is, because you do a lot of cycling, that there are some places that even with door-to-door cars, you can't beat public transport.
Yeah.
And even on a bicycle. I don't know if you found this. A good example is I gave a talk this week at a Pasir Ris primary school, and I took a taxi there, one of the rare times I take a taxi. And because where I live, you have to go around Paya Lebar Airport, effectively, that area. So you have to go Bangkok Drive, then you have to go TPE, then you have to cut into Pasir Ris. I've done it quicker on a bicycle because I go along the park connectors, if you know that area, up to Lorong Halus, over the river, round the back of Pasir Ris, and I'm there. So there are even some cases where you could beat a car with a bicycle.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever found that.
Well, it just depends, obviously, on the time of day and
where you're going.
Well, I have an example for you, too. And my lovely wife, Kat, is in the studio this morning observing us. Hi, Kat. But the other night, we went to a going-away party in Boat Quay, right? Circular Road. And we had to pick up our daughter at Plaza Singapura. And so it was, 8 o'clock or so, busy. lots of traffic in that Circular Quay area. And I said, let's take the MRT. Mm-hmm. So from basically Raffles Place to Plaza Singapura, two stops.
Yeah.
Easy.
5 minutes. Yeah.
And I won't say too much, but I'll say my wife was a little bit miffed at the idea that we wouldn't just take a taxi up to pick up our daughter. But sure enough, I believe that we saved a lot of time by just walking, you know, 50 meters or 100 meters over to the MRT, getting it two stops. Those trains come so often,
yep.
And there we were, right in the basement of Plaza Singapura. So I think in that case, it's not far, but
Raffles
really,
Place to Dobby Gone, right?
Yeah, to Dobby Gone.
No, right? Not even a contest
on a Friday night.
Not even a contest.
Well, that's kind of my thought.
I can give very specific examples. I had to MC an event for the Singapore Film Festival of this old movie that I was in many, many years ago called Talking Cock the Movie. and I had to MC it. So I came on the train from Bangkok, and my friend who directed and wrote the movie said, I've just done an event in Orchard Road. This event is in the National Museum, which is effectively near Dobby Gone,
right?
Bras Basah.
Yep.
And I beat him.
Get
because
out.
The traffic doesn't move on a Saturday afternoon in Orchard. Firstly, he had to get the taxi, which was difficult.
Yeah.
So he was literally going from Tanglin up to Dobby Gone, effectively, right, to the National Museum, and I beat him. So I've had to riff for 5 minutes, you know, in front of this huge audience. Sorry, the director's delayed, like he was on set every day, you know, making jokes and everything. He was going down one street. I was coming from the northeast of Singapore, from Bangkok to Dobby Gone. It's a straight line. It takes exactly 18 minutes because I do it every day.
Yeah.
He took about 20, 25 to go down one street.
Well, and let's not forget about the monetary side of this.
Of course.
Save a heck of a lot of money. That would probably be a $12 or $15 taxi ride coming into town from
you,
right?
Yeah, $12 to $15.
I mean, that's expensive each way.
There's a statistical element to this. The most recent figures we have published last year, that private transport usage fell in 2016 for the first time in two decades.
Wow.
So the message is finally getting across slowly, incrementally, but private transport use is slowly declining and public transport use is slowly increasing.
So is the private transport use, is Gojek and Grab and taxis,
are all those considered
in that? Okay.
Using your own cars, using taxis and so on. Public transport use is up, train use is up, buses are up, bicycles are up quite significantly. There's a few examples. I actually know someone who does this. He has two bicycles, two foldable bicycles. He takes one to his MRT on his side and parks it at the MRT.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets the MRT, then picks up the second cheap bicycle at the other MRT.
Smart.
And cycles to his office. And he says he can't do it faster in a car. He can't do it faster in a taxi.
Yep.
Saves a fortune, gets fit. So it is happening, slowly but surely. It is happening. I mean, even just the bicycles alone, bicycles and mobility devices, in the last 4 years, gone up from 2.2 million to 2.6 million a day.
Yeah.
So once we get more MRT lines, once we get the East Coast MRT line and what I call the Brown MRT line, the Thompson line, I think you'll see a further decline. But this is that weird chicken and egg thing. You know what that means? As more people take the MRT, the COE price drops because there's less demand.
Mm.
And therefore more people want to buy cars because the COE is cheaper.
Yeah,
I mean, you're seeing it now. It's a kind of victim of their success. I was fortunate that when I just renewed my wife's car COE.
For which you paid half.
For which I paid half.
Yeah, okay. And just wanted to get that in there for
you. Of course. To renew it for 10 years costs much, 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 much less than when we bought it with only 3 years left. I mean, that's no secret. That's an open market thing. I got the COE for about $25,000. So I get the car for 10 years for $25,000. And it costs $40,000 plus to get it for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Because the COE is working. The decline is happening.
Mm.
Fewer people are buying the larger cars. The COE prices are dropping. More people are taking public transport. So it's that weird chicken and egg thing.
Yeah, and getting into the cycling and even the electronic scooters and things now, you know, the park connector system, which is
that's a huge difference.
Encouraging and ongoingly getting better all the time and more connected, really, really is a big part. You know, we live right on East Coast Park, and if I go out for a ride in the morning, it's like a freeway heading toward Marina Bay.
Yeah.
Right? People on their bicycles, executives, men and women with their backpacks on, with their work clothes in the backpack, cycling in. It's about, from where we live, about 7 kilometers or so into CBD. Also, you've got the electric scooter crowd,
yeah.
Which can be a good story, bad story, but
yes.
we can talk about that on another
yes.
day. Also doing the same thing. So, you know, there are these alternate lanes, you know, small L of transport that are happening. And people, I think people want to actually exercise more and be
yeah.
out on their own more. So I think that's a really positive element to getting out of traditional private cars and even expensive taxis. Of course, some of the Go's, you know, Grab and Gojek have the surge pricing type stuff, which makes it super expensive during
right.
morning rush or evening rush.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the park connectors will only facilitate greater incentives for people to get on bikes. Because where I live, I'm very fortunate. One of the reasons I live there, because it's a newer town, is the park connectors were built with the town, right?
Mm.
So it's fantastic. I can cycle 20, 25 kilometers and not see a single car. People think I'm exaggerating, but that's actually the truth. I can go from Serangoon to Sengkang to Buangkok, through Coney Island, up around the Pongal Promenade and come back again. The tricky part, which the government is now trying to navigate, is the older established towns, trying to get bicycles through Serangoon, Balestier. I wrote about it in one of my books that there are park connectors that go through these places. But in some cases, Glenn, it literally means carrying your bicycle over the top of an expressway on your shoulder across six lanes of traffic on an overhead bridge.
Yes.
So when you've already done 15 kilometers, let's just say Serangoon that day was treated to some colorful language from a Toolung Mall when I wasn't happy. I had to cross, I think it was the CTE. And it's like 18 lanes of traffic. You have to carry your bicycle. In case you haven't noticed, park connector people, I am not Iron Man. You know, I can't do that.
You're selling yourself very short.
Well, I am. But it's a long process, and they are making progress. And eventually, fingers crossed, we are going to have the Round Island route, which means the entire country will eventually be linked up by park connectors. And then I think you'll see an even steeper decline in private transport, which has to be a good thing ultimately.